is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show, and this is Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
As we kick off hour number two of tonight's program, visit our website, freetalklive.com. There you can connect with us on social media. If you want to see the stories that we're talking about on the show, then you can check out our Facebook and Twitter accounts at facebook.freetalklive.com and twitter.freetalklive.com. And actually, if you just visit news.freetalklive.com, you'll get access to both of those, plus Free Talk Live's mailing list or email list, which is, you know, it's kind of reserved for more bigger news, like when Free Talk Live adds a radio station or something like that. But if you want to get the little updates like what we're talking about on the show every night, then definitely connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. And you can call us tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, or you can Skype us at lrn.fm. And Mark, we were going to talk about the strange connection between Dread Pirate Roberts and Satoshi Nakamoto. What's this? Tell me about
from the New York Times website at nytimes.com.
Okay, I'm immediately suspicious of
this. You know, they do fine reporting. I mean, is there a slant that is somewhat center-left? Yeah. Well, yeah, there is with the New York Times, no doubt. But, you know, I mean, with all the slanted news out there, which is just about all of it, that's fine by me. I think it's some of the best sort of reporting for what they're reporting on. Generally, I think they do fine reporting. Anyway, this is I believe is written for their blog section, bits.blogs.nytimes.com. So I think this is probably some guest anyway. I mean, who at the New York Times is into
about Bitcoin?
Yeah, that into Bitcoin. So.
Yeah, and blogs makes a pretty good excuse to get out some, you know, kind of incendiary opinion pieces. I noticed a lot of newspapers use them now, which is good.
And it was a guest blogger. We don't necessarily agree with the opinions of this guest blogger.
But that's good because these guests get, you know, a voice on a major venue.
This is from John Markoff. Study suggests link between Dread Pirate Roberts and Satoshi Nakamoto. So, do we want to explain who these are ahead of time?
Yes, I think we should do that.
Okay, so for those who do not know, the uninitiated, the Dread Pirate Roberts is the
lead character from The Princess Bride.
There's that. But also an online name for the person who was running the Silk Road, which was a place where people were going to buy drugs with bitcoins. And they were very blatant and probably the most wanted person in the world at the time.
Satoshi Nakamoto is the pseudonym for the creator of Bitcoin.
Whom no one knows.
Right.
At this point.
So at this point, we're talking about two different pseudonyms.
Right. At this point, we don't even know if Dread Pirate Roberts is, in fact, the person they have arrested for the Silk Road. We just don't know. The government certainly claims that that's the case.
I know who Satoshi Nakamoto is. It's in his name. It's Satan. Take the letters out. It says Satan.
There it is. Did you take out the Oshi Akamoto?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and you end up with Satan, and like I said, Bitcoin is the devil's coin.
You know, there's a tangent. There's a lot of funny anagrams for Satoshi Nakamoto's name. Like, if you rearrange the letters, you can make funny things. Like, a man took a poop.
Satan?
Yeah, and Satan, and something about the NSA.
Yes, yeah, I think there's something about the NSA in there, too.
Yeah. Anyway, Mark,
those are anagrams.
Yeah.
And you can make an anagram mean whatever you want to mean, make it mean, you know, my name, Mark Edge, or, you know, whatever variety of names I've got with middle names or whatever they spell, whatever they spell. And
yours doesn't spell Satan.
Or NSA.
It might spell Mephisto. You just never know.
Well, call in with your most creative anagrams for Mark Edge. 855-450-3733.
I quickly did it in my head for Mark Edgington, my real last name, and I knew that there was an I in there, but I can't find an H anywhere.
Yeah, otherwise you could be Mephisto. You could take on the Avengers.
Two Israeli computer scientists say they may have uncovered a puzzling financial link between Ross William Albrecht, the recently arrested operator of the internet black market known as the Silk Road.
Wait, all right, where are they from?
What's this?
Where are they from?
These two Israeli computers.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
So the currency that is wiping out, you know, the legacy banking system is getting attacked by Jews.
Just
wow,
stop.
This is unbelievable.
Stop.
Well, they're certainly not, you know, using the term alleged in any of this. They're just convicting Ross immediately.
It's all takes.
and the secretive inventor of Bitcoin, the anonymous online currency used to make Silk Road purchases. Dorit Ron, a computer scientist at the Weizmann Institute, and Adi Shamir, a pioneering Brian, you are Jewish.
Yes.
Yeah, seriously, we have to disclaim this every time Brian goes on one of his tirades. Brian is Jewish. He's making fun of the people who say Jewish bankers are running the world. He's not actually participating in this.
A pioneering cryptographer who is a member of the Applied Mathematics Facility at the Institute will publish a paper Sunday exploring how the 29-year-old Mr. Albrecht, who was arrested by the Federal Bureau of Investigations in October, has been charged with the murder-for-hire scheme and narcotics trafficking, acquired and protected the estimated millions he made in commissions operating Silk Road. The researchers say Silk Road, at the time of Mr. Albrecht's arrest, had sales of $1.2 billion, generating $80 million in commissions. A huge run-up in the value of Bitcoin in the last month has potentially increased those amounts significantly. Potentially, they have. Exponentially, excuse me. However, the researchers added that they believe the FBI has seized only 22% of the commissions that they have identified, and that they themselves have only been able to trace about a third of the total.
Mm.
Are you doing the math here, Dr. Murphy?
No.
There's a lot of money out there still.
Yes. They have a buttload of money, but they may not have all the money from the Silk Road.
However, the researchers added the Silk Road site, which has been called an eBay for drugs, was intended to permit any kind of anonymous transactions between buyers and sellers of illegal goods or activities. No, it wasn't. They did not allow, say, slave trafficking or a variety of things.
They didn't allow child porn, weapons, or human trafficking.
No. Anything. So, more crap.
Standards.
It was shut down when the FBI arrested Mr. Albrecht to use the identity the internet identity Dread Pirate Roberts. No,
wow.
Alleged.
You know, they even used allegedly for like Ariel Castro, but they're not doing it with this guy.
Well,
really,
he was
blatant.
Sitting in a public library in San Francisco near his home. The two scientists have been exploring the web of financial transactions produced by Bitcoins, the anonymous currency that has drawn the attention of both law enforcement and federal regulators in recent months. Their research was made possible by the fact that while Bitcoin is designed to protect the anonymity of buyers and sellers, the actual transactions are public. So essentially, if two people are, you can see the transaction, but you can't see who's making it. So that's an important
aspect. And
as
a result of that, anytime there's a huge Bitcoin transaction, people like to speculate, ooh, what was that?
Yeah, they find themselves doing that. The anonymous currency has drawn their attention to both law enforcement and federal regulators in recent months. Their research has made possible by the fact that while Bitcoin is designed to protect the anonymity of buyers and sellers, the actual transactions are public, to set all that. Earlier this year, the researchers obtained a complete listing of all Bitcoin transactions and have been exploring the graph of those interactions in an attempt to gain statistical insights into user behavior in the anonymous financial market. That sounds like a riveting piece of research there. After Mr. Albrecht was arrested last month, the scientists used public information to begin tracing Silk Road-related transactions. Among their discoveries was a particular transfer to an account controlled by Mr. Albrecht from another that had been created in January 2009. Stick with me on this one, Brian. This is where it's important. So there was a large transaction made to Mr. Albrecht, supposedly, to a Dread Pirate Roberts account, as they've identified it, from another that had been created in January 2009, much earlier than I ever created my first one, I can assure you. During the very earliest days of the Bitcoin network, which was set up by the previous year, so it was Bitcoin started in 2008. Although the authors state that they cannot prove that the account belongs to the person who created the Bitcoin currency, it is widely believed that the first accounts belong to a person who identifies himself as Satoshi Nakamoto.
This is such crap.
But who has remained anonymous,
so nobody,
and has not been publicly heard from since 2010.
So nobody else was using Bitcoin for a year after its creation except Satoshi, huh?
Yeah.
It's just an early investor. I mean, that's all.
They traced the IP account, and it came from hell.
What do you think? Is this crap? 855-450-3733 or Skype lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live, the Sunday show.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 21st, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,242.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,288.12, $644.06 for a half ounce, or $322.03 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,288.12, $644.06, and $322.03.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. This is the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
I bet you're not used to hearing live talk radio on a Sunday night, but here we are. We are doing a radio show for you, and Free Talk Live is a daily show, 7 nights a week, every night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can get your fix of Free Talk Live, and if you want to hear archives of the show going all the way back to 2006 and even beyond, because the first two seasons from 2002 and 2003 are up there on the on BitTorrent, basically, you can go to archives.freetalklive.com to get access to that. And it's thousands of hours of content all posted for you for free. So
BitTorrent's illegal, right?
No, it's not, because it's only illegal if the file that's being shared, the person who holds the so-called intellectual property on it doesn't want it to be shared. But we do want it to be shared on Free Talk Live. So we encourage you to torrent Free Talk Live episodes.
You know, actually, the phone number, 855-450-3733, that is the ProXBN-sponsored toll-free call-in line.
Thank you for reminding me about that.
I'm bad at it, too.
And if you're wondering what exactly is ProXBN, well, I can say this for starters. I'm actually using it on my phone right now, which is wonderful. And what ProXBN is that if you're going to go online, you're doing any kind of data transmission with your phone, your computer, tablet, whatever, ProXBN is something you want if you care about your privacy. It's an online, it's a global virtual private network, and it will encrypt everything you do. It's encrypting everything my phone does right now. It's really, really incredible.
So this would be like if you go to like an airport or like a public Wi-Fi at a Starbucks or something, you would want to have that connection encrypted, right? Because someone can kind of steal your data, right?
Absolutely, or even from home. I mean, because what happens is that any of these places you go, the ISPs that run all of these internet access points, you know, and that's at home, at airports, wherever, they're keeping logs of everything you do online. They register your IP address, and then they mark that down, and they say, okay, where's this person going? ProXBN, it's a VPN service that hides all of that. Okay, so your anonymity is secured. Because they'll keep those logs of where you're going, or, you know, where you're going online. They'll keep it for at least 6 months, sometimes up to 5 years.
I do not want somebody knowing the porn I looked at 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And you don't either.
Yeah. So anyway, you really can't beat it, and you can. It gets used on everything. Like I said, I'm using it on my Android phone right now. You can put it on iOS, Windows, Mac. You can even put it on Linux. You can even put it on Chromebooks. If you're into Chromebooks, and one account works on,
great.
Yeah, it is. And one account works on all your devices. You only need one account. You just have to make sure, if you're going to use it on multiple devices, that you're accessing, you have different servers that you can access with ProXBN. So you can even make it look like you're coming from, you know, somewhere, you know, in Indonesia or something.
Yeah. And this is actually useful because, you know, not that we would advocate such an illegal activity here on Free Talk Live, but there are certain Bitcoin gaming websites like Satoshi Dice where U.S. customers are not allowed to play because America is a free country.
Right. And so you could make your, you know, whatever device you're using look like it's coming from another country,
absolutely,
not from the U.S. So anyway, as long as
it works, they block U.S. IP addresses.
Exactly. So as long as you use a different server and you get the options, the software that you can use is really, really nice that ProXBN provides for this. You know, as long as you set it for a different different server for each device, you can use it all at the same time. So anyway, go to proxbn.com/FTL, and you can use the code FTL20. You get 20% off the price of whatever you decide to go with, be it the monthly plan or the premium plan. If you use 20% off the premium plan, it's going to be about $5 a month to use this, which, you know, for online privacy, complete online privacy, I think that's an unbeatable deal, but it can actually get a little bit beaten now because they accept Bitcoin. And if you use Bitcoin to get the premium, you know, the annual premium plan, you get 33% off the price.
Additionally.
Yeah.
Which is just, I mean, that's phenomenal. So, and you got a risk-free, you know, 7-day money-back guarantee. I don't think they're allowing for the money-back on Bitcoin just because it's kind of odd. But if you use it with, if you do use, you know, every other form of money you use, you do have the risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So go ahead, go to proxbn.com/FTL, use the code FTL20, or Bitcoin. Either way, you're getting a great deal.
That sounds great. And the ProXBN toll-free call-in line is 855-450-3733. You can also Skype us. Are they the ProXBN Skype line, too? Or
Sure.
And the ProXBN Skype line is lrn.fm. All right, so Mark, tell me more about this alleged deal, which sounds very fishy, by the way, to me anyway, between Dread Pirate Roberts and Satoshi Nakamoto.
From NewYorkTimes.com, going on, Individual Bitcoin is generated using a cryptographic algorithm that requires computer processing power that ensures that each coin remains unique and cannot be copied. And this is one of the really sort of special things about Bitcoin. I'm stepping down here for a second because I was thinking about it today as I was walking through the woods in the cold.
With Bitcoin in your eyes.
Bitcoin is, it's special because it's unreplicatable. You know, there's lots of things online. I play online games. And so, you know, if there's something online that I like, maybe Captain America's shield or something that I might get in a game, well, they can replicate that and anybody can get Captain America's shield. The neat thing about a Bitcoin is it is an individual unit that is completely unreplicatable. I guess I shouldn't say individual because each of them is able to be cut into 100,000 Satoshis. But each Satoshi itself, that's the smallest unit of a Bitcoin, is in and of itself completely unreplicatable. And you can't forge it. You can't take it from somebody. When they've got possession of a Satoshi, they've got possession of it. Unless you can get their password and their wallet.dat file, which I hope you're securing if you've got Bitcoins. You need to learn about those things.
Your private keys are really what you need
to worry about.
Yeah.
So unless they can get a hold of those things, you can't replicate it. Even if you can steal it, but you can't replicate it. And that's what's so neat about Bitcoins is they're unreplicatable. Going on. After seizing Mr. Albrecht's computer, the FBI spent several weeks analyzing data, determining that the laptop contained a digital wallet with 144,000 Bitcoin, currently valued at more than $120 million, which the agency has attempted to freeze.
So on Ross Albrecht's computer, there was $144,000 Bitcoins.
Yep.
Okay.
And so that's a lot of money these days.
He was just keeping it on his computer?
Well, you know, it wasn't as many before, I guess. It's a lot of Bitcoins.
Still a lot.
It's a lot of Bitcoins. But, you know, I mean, I guess he didn't expect to get caught. Supposedly, there were six murder-for-hire schemes.
Right. Well, somebody could have that many Bitcoins just because they got in really early or something. They were mining.
It's a lot of Bitcoins.
Yeah.
In tracing various transactions made to and from Mr. Albrecht's account, the authors found an intriguing one involving the transfer of 1,000 bitcoins, which would have been worth $60,000 when it was made on March 20th of this year, but is now worth roughly almost $1 million. They write, such a single large transfer does not represent the typical behavior of a buyer who opens an account on Silk Road in order to purchase some narcotics. So this person sent 1,000 bitcoins in right off the bat. And I agree, that is atypical behavior.
So somebody sent it to Ross Albrecht?
No, well, it's to an account on the Silk Road.
Ah, okay. We'll find out more in a moment here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma-Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma-Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. This is the Sunday show with Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And Brian, we've got a curious... The board operator said he likes your new hair. What hair?
My new hair.
I don't know what hair he's talking about. Brian has no hair.
So. I don't know. Mark has absolutely luscious hair. I mean, yes. I'm insanely jealous.
It's really hard to keep it this good.
You can call us tonight on the ProXPN toll-free call-in lines at 855-450-3733 or on Skype at lrn.fm. And, he says he thought the bald was new. No, Brian,
oh, no,
Brian's been
no.
bald for
But I did want
right?
to say thank you so much, for even just commenting on me. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm a very vain fellow, I must admit, but no.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Yes, it will.
Help Bitcoin Not Bombs to hoodie the homeless by getting a hoodie for yourself. You go to BitcoinNotBombs.com and pre-order a t-shirt or a hoodie, and each sale is priced to cover the cost of one hoodie for somebody else who's in need. They're taking pre-orders until Cyber Monday so that they can get these printed up and distributed in time for the holidays so you can give them as gifts. And that way you can keep two people warm this winter with the purchase of one hoodie. Also, it does a little guerrilla Bitcoin outreach, because the Bitcoin Not Bombs hoodie is very Bitcoin-friendly, as you can imagine. They're accepting general donations for the project if you'd like to give more. Join Free Talk Live and Bitcoin Not Bombs in hooding the homeless. Go to BitcoinNotBombs.com.
I totally got like a $300 hoodie, because when I bought it, it was $50 or whatever, and now it's $600.
That hoodie better last for years.
Bitcoin's gone up. No, I'm totally happy. Like, I hope they keep it and use it. I mean, and that's the great thing about doing charitable work with Bitcoin is if the charity is able to hang on to any of it, you know, it's kind of, it acts as a deflationary currency, so they could potentially use it in the future to do even more good.
Mm.
So anyway, Mark, tell me more about this alleged, supposed deal that these Israeli scientists have analyzed that they're claiming may have been Satoshi sending sending a large amount of bitcoins to Dread Pirate Roberts. What they're alleging?
I think they're suggesting that, but I don't think it's even that even close of a link, because it appears as though somebody with a very early Bitcoin QT account sent some bitcoins to an account on Silk Road, a lot of bitcoins, 1,000 bitcoins, which today is about how much is that? $800,000?
Yeah, almost a million.
Yeah.
800,000.
So that's a lot of bitcoins, but at the time that they sent it, it was less than that.
60,000, right? Dollars.
Yeah, something like that. It was a lot to
a pretty substantial sum.
Yeah, to a Silk Road account and obviously if there's a Silk Road, I guess it's not obvious. You're probably buying drugs with a Silk Road account. So it's not necessarily that big of a deal here.
They could have been buying banned books.
They could have been
banned books on the Silk Road.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Banned where?
Everywhere. There are still banned books, actually. People don't think there aren't anymore. There are.
There are banned books in the United States.
Yeah, actually, in the United States, they've been trying, like Kevin Trudeau, actually, his books were getting banned by Congress. Which, I mean, you can, however you feel about Kevin Trudeau.
Those are the health of things.
Yeah, I mean, you can say they're nutty,
you know,
that they're nutty books. If you feel that way, that's your judgment. But, I mean, they were getting banned. Also, you know, the Catholic Church still has a full list, that gets added to, actually, as far as I know, of books that get banned. So yeah, there are still banned books all over the world. And I enjoyed that Silk Road had those.
So going on, they write, such a single large transfer does not represent the typical behavior of a buyer who opens an account on Silk Road in order to purchase some narcotics. Such buyers are expected to make an initial deposit of tens or hundreds of dollars and then to top off the account whenever they buy additional merchandise. It could represent either large-scale activity on Silk Road or some form of investment or partnership, but this is pure speculation.
Do they really think Satoshi would be so stupid as to send bitcoins to the Silk Road, knowing that it's all public? And
Jet Pirate Roberts didn't have any clue that he was going to get popped, that's for sure.
Right, but like Satoshi knows that if he sends bitcoins from an address that's old and could potentially be linked to his identity, like, he's not a fool. He invented Bitcoin. Like, this is not Satoshi. This is somebody else who had who got into Bitcoin early.
You know, there's a bunch of stories of people who just basically, you know, hung around these cryptography forums and did a little mining because it was an interesting idea. But it took, I think, around 2 years. Help me out, Brian. Bitcoin's created in 2008 or premiered in 2008.
Yeah.
And I think it took about 2 years before the famous pizza incident, which is 10,000 bitcoins were exchanged for two pizzas.
I know someone who mined thousands of bitcoins with his computer.
Right, with just his regular laptop or computer, or desktop or whatever it was. No big deal, because that's what it was designed to do initially. And this is sort of the one mistake, if you want to call it that, as far as Bitcoin goes, was it was designed essentially to be adopted early on. And that was the reason that the mining went the way it did. The reason you're seeing this incredible uptick in value in Bitcoin is because it's trying to rise to the value that it belongs at. And it didn't get legs until later. That's my opinion.
Now, I'm kind of, one of the takeaways from this article, I feel, is that it's interesting that people are interested in finding out, you know, who really Satoshi Nakamoto is. But for what? What do they expect to do if they get in touch with Satoshi Nakamoto? I mean, he designed this stuff.
I think this is an anti-Bitcoin article, kind of surreptitiously written, and it's very easy to impugn an anonymous person who can't defend himself.
Sure. That makes sense.
Or herself,
are they genuinely, but I guess I'm still wondering, are they genuinely wanting to know who this guy is and hunting him down?
Probably.
I guess I wonder, like, why? Because, I mean, he can't, you know, when Pandora's box is open, you know, thus Bitcoin, you can't close it. He can't close it. He can't, like, he doesn't have some kind of, like, or at least as far as we know by the open source white papers, he doesn't have some kind of special keys that can suddenly, you know, steal all the Bitcoins so, you know, that the FBI can download the Bitcoin. you know what I mean? So I'm kind of confused as to why, and if they are so hungry to find this guy, why aren't they going after Gavin Andreessen? He emails him.
Well, he did last time in 2010.
Sure. It's been a while. But, like, I mean, that's kind of like the place to go, and we haven't heard any stories of that nature.
Right. I think that you're absolutely right. Gavin Andresen, by the way, a longtime amplifier for Free Talk Live, and he is now the head developer for Bitcoin. He's the one who introduced Free Talk Live to Bitcoin. So we're, you know, Free Talk Live closely allied to the head developer.
And
we're excited about that. And... you know, Gavin does not seem like a nefarious individual to me.
Right.
Not at all. So anyway, this mysterious account that made the investment had at one point accumulated 77,600 Bitcoin, mostly through mining operations, an amount which would now be approximately $64 million. What's that?
It's good for them.
Yeah. The short path we found suggests... but does not prove that the existence of a surprising link between two mysterious figures of the Bitcoin community, Satoshi Nakamoto and DPR, the authors write, referring to Mr. Albrecht and as the Dread Pilot Roberts. In addition to the curious transaction, they say that they cannot explain, the author said they discovered that much of the Bitcoin accumulated by Albrecht has remained beyond the FBI's grasp. The scientists note that for technical reasons, seizing and controlling Bitcoin from a computer is a much greater challenge for law enforcement than illicitly obtained cash stored in a safe. It's terrible. With Bitcoin, it is...
you just want to clap for Bitcoin when you read this.
Yeah.
It's very designed, right. It's sitting on the computer and the FBI can do nothing. Yeah. But scream at it. Give up your Bitcoins or I'll shoot! And the laptop just sits there.
You know, exactly. This is a famous line from Julian Assange where he says, look, coercive force... can do nothing against a math problem.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's a fact. And I think it's so beautiful.
Right. And this is the difference between Bitcoin and money in a bank. If the government wants your money in the bank account, you think you go online and you play with your little bank account online, so therefore you have online control of your account. If the government goes into your bank and says, give us the money in that account, your bank gives up your account
in
a heartbeat.
In your safety deposit box, too.
There's nothing you can do online. You don't have control of your bank account.
No.
Your bank does. That's why, that's why Bitcoin's so different. You have complete control.
855-450-3733 here on the Sunday Show, Free Talk Live. There's more coming up. Stay tuned.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. This is the live Sunday night show, and tonight it's me, Stephanie, with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're glad you're joining us this evening. Hey, you can call Free Talk Live and bring up anything that's on your mind on the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line at 855-450-3733, or you can Skype us at lrn.fm.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com is the place to go to get it. I'm driving down the roads here in New Hampshire. I'm seeing a lot of pickup trucks pulled over to the side of the road. I'm not thinking that the drivers are just getting out for a hike. I suspect it's hunting season. As a matter of fact, I know it's hunting season. A good friend of mine goes hunting every year, and
what do you hunt? Like deer, moose?
What does he hunt?
No, I mean, what does anyone hunt in New Hampshire this time of year?
Deer, as I understand it. You know, I was hearing an interesting story about hunting moose. Apparently, they're covered in ticks all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Completely covered in ticks.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, there can be thousands of ticks on an animal.
So you're probably not going to field dress that in the field.
I don't know. I don't know what you do with it. I mean, it seems like it's going to make for a very mangy rug, if that's what you want to make.
Yeah, wow.
You know, whatever. It's very interesting. That's a lot of work getting all those ticks off, too.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know, I bet it's really
some trick to get them to cut, like you dunk it in some oil or something, or
probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear the alcohol. Ticks don't like alcohol. I don't know. But I bet it is a very surreal experience to take down a big moose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I can just imagine what that must be like. Nonetheless, I'm not getting out that early. Lots of folks are, and I appreciate that they're doing it. You can go to manventureoutpost.com to get the best prices that I've ever been able to find on any item that I've ever purchased from manventureoutpost.com. That's the lowest price. And they pride themselves on their low prices on long guns, handguns, ammunition, binoculars, tactical flashlights, regular flashlights, fish finders. I guess tactical means really bright.
Yeah,
really bright, or like it'll have also tactical flashlights will often have kind of an odd bearing on the front of it to where like it could be jammed into something.
Oh.
So whatever kind of apparel you need, they've got all of it. ManVentureOutpost.com, it's a family-owned operation. I've been doing business with them for years. Go check them out for yourself, and you'll find they've got low prices. ManVentureOutpost.com.
Don't take down a moose without them. By the way, we've been talking a lot about Bitcoins tonight, and I just want to mention, I'm going to toot my own horn here for a minute. I am not just a host of Free Talk Live, I'm also on another podcast. It's very popular recently because Bitcoins are experiencing a surge in popularity, and it's called Let's Talk Bitcoin, and you can find it at letstalkbitcoin.com. Twice weekly podcast, very high production value. We've got Adam B. Levine, he's the editor-in-chief of Let's Talk Bitcoin, and Andreas Antonopoulos. Very smart guys, like lucky to do a show with them. And actually, we just did an episode that was like a welcome newbies. So we like attempted to answer Bitcoin newbie questions, even though we've known about Bitcoins for a while. We attempted to jump into the shoes of a newbie. So
it's really hard to, once you know enough, to pretend again like you just know nothing. And, you know, Free Talk Live, we attempt to do that all the time with Liberty, and some days we do better than others, I'm sure.
Well, with this show, you know, if you have any questions that we didn't cover, you're welcome to email us, but you can find it at letstalkbitcoin.com. And, Brian, you actually have a theory about who Satoshi Nakamoto is.
I do. And it's really not Satan. I just joke about that because I think, actually, you know, there was an article either this week or the week before where a Christian gentleman came out and said, yeah, you know, Bitcoin is against the Bible.
Oh, is it because of the one world government thing?
Or well, one world economy and all, and he went into a bunch of other stuff. So anyway, I said that half in jest, but this guy was serious.
What were the other reasons he thought Bitcoin was anti-Christian?
I don't remember. I mean, part of it had to do with like them not being real, which is kind of funny when you're talking about an ethereal being that you worship.
Well, what about U.S. dollars, though?
Right.
U.S. dollars aren't real either.
Right.
There isn't a green piece of paper for every dollar in a bank account. So.
Yeah, this guy definitely wasn't standing with the greenback either. So, you know.
So was it a gold bug kind of
thing? Yeah, I imagine he was pushing more for it. I mean, it was pretty short stuff. But anyway, it was interesting for someone else to mention.
I love gold, but I can't shove a Kruger Rand in the vent port of my laptop and have it come out in Singapore.
Yeah.
But I can do that with Bitcoins.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, so I don't really think that it's Satan. I say that purely in jest. But there is someone who I do think that this may be, and it's pretty interesting because this book that I'm going to mention is a classic amongst the hacker community and even maybe the libertarian community, even though when I first read it, I wasn't a libertarian. But it's called Crypto Anarchy, Cyber States, and Pirate Utopias. And this book was finally released in 2001. It's an anthology of sorts where a bunch of different people write into it. But it started getting compiled in 1998. I remember when they first started taking submissions for it, and it was all done by this guy named Peter Ludlow. Now he writes, you know, kind of the intro and the first chapter and whatever, and he discusses everything that gets discussed in the book, as a good introduction should do. And he lays out in this book Bitcoin, quite frankly, like something that sounds very, very much like Bitcoin.
And this is at least like almost a decade before Bitcoin ever existed.
More so. Yeah, I mean, maybe more so. Because
Bitcoin was basically being talked about before it was, okay, a cryptocurrency, untraceable cryptocurrency, was being talked about long before Bitcoin was created. And this was basically the reason it was created.
Yeah, absolutely. And so a lot of the ideas that you find in this book, and this book has a lot of different authors, some of whom are not pro-crypto anarchy or, you know, cyber states.
What does crypto anarchy mean? Because it sounds like a very scary term.
Yeah, good point. Crypto anarchy is the idea that cryptography will make things so private and secure that, you know, you won't need governments, or that crypto anarchy is a way to put an end to, you know, to government coercion and bring you into a voluntary society.
Gotcha.
Okay. So crypto anarchy, not a bad thing at all. It's just all about cryptography. And I think it's a great point, not that this book discusses this, but like we talked about before, where coercive force can do nothing against a mathematical problem. That is a fact, and I think that cryptography is perhaps the best form of civil disobedience and direct action that you can take. All around the world.
And this is, so on this show, I have come out many times against what many libertarians will call agorism. Agorism is the idea that you're going to create, competing.
Well, some of them would call it agorism.
Okay, whatever. it certainly sounds better if you say agorism. But the idea that you're going to create competing agencies to compete against government agencies or whatever, competing organizations. And, you know, what basically basically agorism ends up being today is people selling pot, calling it liberty, and growing their own vegetables. And I grow my own vegetables, and I'm telling you, I've eaten them plenty of times, you know, that basically have, you know, there's no government involved in my vegetables at all, but somehow or another it hasn't brought down the state. So I'm skeptical of that.
Well, it's... I'm gonna stand up for agorism.
Well,
for
let me finish that, and then you can just stand up for agorism. But I will say, Bitcoin. Oh my God! Even if agorism or agorism is just the spinning of the lottery wheel, and Bitcoin is the one winning thing, the winning number, they got it and they won. I think that this is going to make a huge dent in you know, monopoly organizations that claim privilege over printing money. And fighting
storing
wars
money,
and things like
and
that.
Transferring money and
yes.
Doing everything with money.
It destroys the legacy currency system to some extent. Well, you know, could destroy it.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you said that because that's exactly what I was going to say. Bitcoin is agorism.
Yes.
Agorism is counter-economics. It's doing stuff that's outside of the legacy economic and governmental system.
Yeah, but isn't it kind
of... It's not trying to obsolete the state by growing your own vegetables, but, you know...
But that's what a lot of people do.
But if everybody does little acts like that, that is kind of revolutionary, don't you think? Like, if everybody stopped using grocery stores or if everybody stopped using banks, you know...
I'm not sure grocery stores... I think grocery stores are doing a good service for us as consumers, and we all have to consume something.
So, wait a minute. What if people stopped patronizing the huge factory farms where animals aren't treated very nicely and there's a lot of GMO corn and soybeans?
I think that that would be great, but it doesn't have anything to do with freedom.
You don't think that has anything to do with freedom? I disagree. The government.
Well, it doesn't have to do with bringing down the state, does it?
Yeah, because the government's so heavily involved in subsidizing those foods, and they have such an interest in people eating certain foods that if
what's their interest in people eating certain foods?
Well, just look at the pyramid. I mean, there are these industries, the food pyramid. I'm talking about.
The food companies certainly have. Okay, so big. GMO companies and those sort of things have an interest in you eating sort of more carbs and stuff like that. That's why carbs are the
base of the
pyramid.
And the politicians are in their pocket because they basically, you know, they're very close with the politicians.
But if that legacy food production organization, if they crumble, the politicians will simply have somebody else to give them money. It won't affect the state. It only affects that.
Maybe, but okay, if people do small steps to freedom, you know, that's better in my book than just continuing to go along to get along, right? If whatever they can manage to do. What do you think?
Peter Ludlow is Satoshi Nakamoto.
That's what Brian thinks. 855-450-3733. What are you doing outside of the system, and do you think it's going to get you free?
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.